Second Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Ketzad, Lahachmer. When is it a chumrah? When is it a stringency? That which the Kohen waits until Sunday to see the Nega. As in the previous mission, we discussed cases that it is a kula, it is a leniency, that which the Kohen waited until Sunday to see the Nega. And in this mission, we will discuss reverse cases, cases that are a stringency, that which the Kohen waited until Sunday to see the Nega. And the mission goes on to explain, Lo hayibo seir lov, v'nolad lo seir lov. If on Shabbos, the Nega did not have a white hair, had the Kohen seen it on Shabbos, he would have seen that the Nega was not tummy yet. Since it did not have a white hair, the white hair is a simen tuma. But by the time Sunday rolled around, there was a seir lov, and there was a white hair, there was a simen tuma, and the Nega, so when the Kohen saw the Nega on Sunday, he would have been mitame the person. Hayu shchoyrois v'hilbinu, achas shchoyra v'achas levana, v'hilbinu stand. Or, had the Kohen seen it on Shabbos, the hairs would have been black. But by the time Sunday came around, the Kohen saw the Nega, the black hairs in the Nega turned white, and white hairs are the simen Nega. Or, had the Kohen seen the saros that were in the Nega on Shabbos, he would have seen that one was black and one was white. But by the time the Kohen actually did see the Nega, which was Sunday, both hairs were now white, and that's a simen tuma. And since the Kohen waited until Sunday to see the Nega, he was metame the person. So therefore, it's a chumrah that which the Kohen didn't see the Nega until Sunday. Sara is behe rihu. Achaz ksara v'achaz arucha behe rihu shtem. Or, had the Kohen seen the Nega on Shabbos, he would have seen that the saros, the hairs in the Nega, were too short to be considered a simen tuma. And by the time the Kohen actually did see the Nega on Sunday, the saros had become long enough to be considered a simen tuma. Or had the Kohen seen the Nega on Shabbos, one of the two saros would have been too short to be a simen tuma, although the other one was long enough to be a simen tuma. And then, when the Kohen actually did see the Nega on Sunday, both saros were now long enough to be considered a simen tuma. In such a case, it's a chumrah that which the Kohen saw the Nega on Sunday, because had the Kohen seen the Nega on Shabbos, there would have not been a simen tuma, even though one of the hairs was long enough to be considered a simen tuma. Since the other hair was too short to be a simen tuma, the Kohen would not have been metameim had he seen the Nega on Shabbos. Ola achas mehem. Hikif hashchen eshtem. Oes achas mehem. Ochok u hashchen umichyas hashchen. Vamechve umichyas hamechve. Vahaboet. Vahochu lehem. If the Kohen had seen the Nega on Shabbos, the saros inside the Nega would not have been in simen tuma. The reason being that there was a shchen of oil that was right up next to both or one of the saros. Or the shchen encircled both or one of the saros. Or the shchen split the saros, meaning the shchen was in between the saros. And this would apply whether it was shchen that split, encircled, or right up next to the saros, or whether it was a michyas hashchin, the healthy skin inside the shchin, or whether a michva, a burn, or michyas hamichva, the healthy skin inside a burn, or a boik, a pale white patch, any of these things that were right up next to the saros, or encircle the saros, or split the saros, would cause that the saros would not be a simen tuma. And had the Kohen seen the Nega on Shabbos, it would not have been mitame the person. But by Sunday, the shchin was gone. So when the Kohen saw the Nega on Sunday, he was mitame the person, since there were saros in the Nega without shchin. So therefore, in such a case, it's the chumrah that we're to call and wait until Sunday to see the Nega. Lo haisa v'michya v'no dolo michya. Haisa agulo arucha v'nasis mirubas. Minasat v'nasis mufuzeres v'niskanso. If on Shabbat there was no michya inside the Nega, there was no healthy skin inside the Nega, and a michya is a simen tuma. And by the time Sunday rolled around, there was a michya inside the Nega. So when the Kohen saw the Nega on Sunday, he was metame the person. But had the Kohen seen the Nega on Shabbos, there wouldn't have been a michya, and he would not have been metame the person. Or, on Shabbos, the Nega was round or long, and it became square by Sunday. So when the Kohen saw the Nega on Sunday, he was metame the person. And the Nega that's square is a simen tuma. Or, had the Kohen seen the Nega on Shabbos, he would have seen that the michya inside the Nega, the healthy skin inside the Nega, was to the side of the Nega, which is not a simen tuma. And by the time the Kohen saw the Nega on Sunday, the michya inside the Nega was in the middle, surrounded by the Nega. That's a simen tuma. Or, had the Kohen seen the Nega on Shabbos, he would have seen that it was mefuzeres. That even though altogether there was a Nega the size of a grist, but it wasn't in one place. Therefore, it could not have been tame. But by the time the Kohen saw the Nega on Sunday, the Nega wasn't one place. It was a shear of a grist in one place. Therefore, the Kohen was metame the person. Therefore, all these cases, the chumrah that which the Kohen did not see the Nega until Sunday. Uba Hashem benichas b'teicha hekifa chelka omiyata Hashem omichas Hashem v'amichva omichas amichva v'aboe v'hochulah. Other case in which it's a chumrah that which the Kohen wait until Sunday to see the Nega. For example, on Shabbat the Shchin was inside the Nega, that the michya inside the Nega, the healthy skin inside the Nega, which is a simen tuma, instead of being inside the nega, was inside the shechem. In such a case, had the kohen seen it on Shabbos, he would not have been metame the nega. But by Sunday, the shechem was gone. Or on Shabbos, the shechem encircled or split or diminished the mechia inside the nega. But the shechem was all around. The mechia inside the nega, or it cut the mechia in half, or it diminished the size of a mechia. As a mechia has to be a certain shear, in order for it to be a simen tuma, and the shechem, which was inside the mechia, diminished the size, and the mechia was no longer a shear, for it to be a simen tuma. And this would apply whether it was a shechem that diminished, split, encircled, or was inside the mechia, or whether it was a mechia, the shechem, the healthy skin inside the shechem, or whether it was a mechia, a burn, or a mechia, a mechia, or a bark, a pale white patch. All these things would cause that the mechia inside the nega would not be a simen tuma. So had the kohen seen it on Shabbos, he would not have been mitamet. But by the time Sunday came around and the kohen saw the nega, the shechem, or the mechia, the shechem, or any of the other things mentioned here were gone. So therefore, when the kohen saw it on Sunday, he was mitamet, so therefore it's a chumrah. That was the kohen waited until Sunday to see the nega. Lo hayu bo pisyon, but no la bo pisyon. Hashchem, u mechia sa shechem, va mechve, u mechia sa mechve, va ha boi. Chok en bein ha'om lo pisyon, va ho chul lahem. Hareilu lahach. Other case in which it's a chumrah that was going to wait until Sunday to see the nega. For example, had the kohen see the nega on Shabbos, it would not have been metame, the nega had not spread by Shabbos. But by Sunday, the nega has spread. And the spreading of the nega is a simen tumah. So when the kohen saw that the nega had spread, he was metame the person. So therefore, it's a chumrah that was going to wait until Sunday to see the nega. Or, on Shabbos, the shechin, or the mechia the shechin, or the mechve, or the mechia the mechve, or the boeg, split between the original nega and the pisyon, and the part of the nega that had spread. Therefore, since the shechin or any of the other things mentioned here was in between the original nega and the part that spread, that which had spread would not be a simen tuma since it's not attached to the original nega. So therefore, had the kohen seen the nega on Shabbat, he would not have been metame. But by the time the kohen saw the nega on Sunday, the shechin was gone. So now the part that spread in the original nega was attached. So therefore, the kohen was metame. And since the part that spread was attached to the original nega, that which it spread is a simen tuma. So therefore, that's the chumrah that which you can't wait until Sunday to see the nega. All of the above cases are chumrahs, are stringencies, that which you can't wait until Sunday to see the nega. Masechta Megillah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Beheres Aza, Neres B'Germani Keah. Ba'akeah B'Kushi Aza. A Beheres, which is the brightest of the shades of white that we mentioned in the first parak. If a German who has very pale skin had this Beheres on his skin, it would look darker than the shades of white required to be considered a nega. So therefore, if we have a Jewish person who has very pale skin like a German, and he had a Beheres on his skin, it would not be considered a nega. And since he has very light skin, even a bright white patch looks much darker, so therefore, he would not be tummy. But a Cushi, somebody with black skin that had a nega on his skin, even if that nega was darker than the shades of white mentioned in the first parak, it would look bright enough to be considered a nega. And since his skin is very black, even a dark nega looks bright. So therefore, if we have a Jewish person who has dark or black skin, and he has a nega on his skin, which is darker than the shade of white mentioned in the first parak, even so, he would be tummy, since on his skin it looks bright enough to be considered a nega. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, B'nei Yisrael, Nika Parasa, Harei Hein Keshkaro, Lo Shcharim, B'lo Levanim, Ela Bein Neniim. Rabbi Shmuel said, I should be the kapara for Klai Yisrael. Any punishment or zarah that is due to come to a member of Klai Yisrael should come on me instead. I should be their kapara so that they should not be punished. Klai Yisrael is like boxwood. Just like boxwood is an intermediate color, so too, the color of the skin of Klai Yisrael is generally an intermediate color. It's not too dark. It's not too white. Instead, it's medium. So therefore, even if there is a member of Klai Yisrael that has very light skin like a German or very dark skin like a Cushi, if he would have a nega, we would look at his skin as if it was a medium color, and we would judge a nega according to that. So therefore, even somebody who has very light skin or very dark skin, a nega that would appear on his skin would be judged the same as if it appeared on the skin of somebody who has a medium color skin. Now, even though Rabbi Shmuel in some ways is being machmir and in some ways is being makel, as he is being machmir for somebody who has very light skin, that according to the Tanakhama, somebody who has light skin that has a nega, since it appears dark, he would not become tamei. And Rabbi Shmuel is being machmir. He's saying that the person would be tummy. So therefore, since Rabbi Shmuel is being mocked for somebody who has a light skin, he said that actually the kapar for Klai Yisrael, he does not wish that anybody would have a nega at all. But as far as somebody who has very dark skin, Rabbi Shmuel is being nakel, is being lenient. As a Tanakhama holds, somebody with dark skin, even if he has a nega that's darker than the shade mentioned in the first parak, it would be considered a nega, since on his skin it looks bright, and Rabbi Shmuel, for him, is being lenient in his saying that he would be judged like everybody else. So therefore, that is a kula. Rabbi Kiva, I may yeshu tayarim samemanim. Shehen tsarin surei shcharet levanois ubeinanios. Maybe sambeinanio makipo mi bechot. V'tira bebeinani. Rabbi Kiva agrees with Rabbi Shmuel that even somebody who has very light skin or very dark skin, he would be judged the same as everybody else. Rabbi Kiva is explaining exactly how we look at the nega as if this nega was on somebody who has a medium color skin. We take the paint from a painter. The painter has different color paints. He has black paint, white paint, and medium color paints. We would take a medium color paint from a painter and paint around the nega. And by contrasting the nega with a medium color paint, it would be as if the nega appeared on a person with medium color skin. And that way, we can judge a nega that appeared in a person with very light skin or very dark skin as if it appeared in somebody with medium color skin. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Maris Negon Lahako Avol Lo Lahachmer Yerah Adramani Bibisaro Lahako Bakushi Bibainani Lahako. Rabbi Yehuda says when it comes to Maris Negon, somebody who has a nega, we always take the lenient approach. We do not take the more stringent approach. So therefore, since Rabbi Yehuda holds, when it comes to Maris Negon, we are always Mekel. He sometimes takes the approach of the Tanakama. When the approach of the Tanakama is a Kula, he would take that approach. And he sometimes takes the approach of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, when their approach is a kula, he would adopt their approach. For example, if somebody who has very light skin like a German has a nega on his bust, so he would take the approach of the Tanakhama. As the Tanakhama says, we always judge the nega according to the skin of the person who has the nega. So therefore, the Tanakhama said, when a German has a nega, the nega always appears dark. As a nega in contrast to the light skin of a person who has skin like a German, appears too dark to be considered a nega. So according to Tanakhama, somebody with light skin like a German, any nega that appears on his skin is too dark to be considered a nega. So therefore, the approach of the Tanakhama in this case would be a kulos. So Rabbi Huda would adopt the approach of Tanakhama in a case where somebody with light skin has a nega. But somebody who has very dark skin who has a nega, if we would take the approach of the Tanakhama, that would be a chumah, that would be a stringency. As in contrast to the dark skin of a kushi, a nega always appears very bright. It appears bright enough to become tame, even though had the nega been on the skin of somebody who has medium color skin, it would not be bright enough to be tame. So therefore, the approach of the Tanakhama, who always judges the nega according to the color of the skin of the person who had the nega, would be a chumrah in this case. So therefore, Rabbi Huda does not go with the approach of Tanakhama in a case where somebody with dark skin has a nega. Instead, he adopts the approach of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, who said that we do not judge the nega according to the color of the skin of the person who has the nega. Instead, we judge the nega according to how the nega would look on somebody who has medium color skin. So therefore, in this case, where somebody who has very dark skin has a nega, Rabbi Huda would adopt the approach of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, as Rabbi Huda always adopts the approach which is the most lenient when it comes to Maros Negon. The Chachamim argue with Rabbi Huda, and they say that we do not adopt necessarily the lenient approach. Instead, we always judge the nega according to how it would look if somebody who has medium colored skin would have this nega. And the Chacham agree with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva.